I was very pleased. First 15, 20 minutes, I thought a little bit lactically out of pace, up the tempo, and I thought for the last half hour, the first half, we were very good. Went in 2-0 up at half time, and I thought came out again, started on the front foot, and were very positive. Got to 3, and I just felt the only criticism again was be more clinical in front of goal, but the boys pushed forward, great tempo and energy, some good quality in their play. And as I say, it could be a couple more goals. The one going in, okay, we look at that, the boys pride themselves on their clean sheets, but it was a good performance.
We were at Sheffield United watching a fast call situation with a penalty and a sending off. It was actually quite a similar scenario, wasn't it? A ball through the middle, striker chases it down, manful challenge comes in, sees red. What was your view of the penalty?
I haven't seen a replay yet. I'd like to see it again. I was more bemused by the Clayton one. Clayton's either dived or it's a penalty.
A little bit later on,
a little bit later, 10 minutes later. And they're the key ones for me. It's a consistency in delivery of the referee in there. So it was just making sure I'd like to see both of them again.
Yeah. Talk us through the planning for the front three, because we were wondering if there would be some fresh legs coming. Clayton is happy to play down the middle, two speedy players either side of him, and Notts County are a fast team. What was your thinking about changing the front three today?
Sure does, and his call up. He's done really well in training and well in development matches, so he fully justified that. Marcello's been outstanding for us, but again, we've got a big run of games coming up here. And Clayton, the beauty of Clayton and Judge, these players, they can play left, right or centre. So I was really pleased with rotation and movement today. They posed a real threat, and they had energy, they had pace, and they, of course, they had quality as well. So we've got good options. You look at the bench, you know, people like Will Grigg and Marcello Trotter on the bench, you know, you're in good shape.
Three substitutions with Tuesday in mind, any knocks?
Very much so. No, I was just looking after some, I'm not saying all key players, but looking after players. Adam's had a lot of pitch time, as has James, has come in there. Harley stepped in, did outstandingly well. Looked strong, looked dominant, won the challenges, used the ball well. Really, really pleased for that. And George Silva comes back on, gets a good 35 minutes. So, all in all, a good day at the office, hopefully.
Rotherham are still breathing down your neck. There is a little bit of a cushion. They won again today with two late goals. Talk us through what's going to happen on Tuesday. Why should people come and to Griffin Park on Tuesday night?
Well, hopefully, we're sitting here now in the points total. We're in good shape. 84 points, six games to go. Three at home, three away. And the boys, I hope, they're playing good football. And I'd like to think that they're playing the type of football that the fans want to come and see. You know, they work hard for the money. It's not cheap kind of football these days, so hopefully they come here and enjoy themselves. If we can do that, we'll be okay. Well,